Welcome to the second episode of The Boneyard, and I'm your host, the Domino King. Remember to follow us on Instagram, listen to us on SoundCloud, or watch us on YouTube at The Boneyard Podcast. Today, folks, I got a special guest. I'm going one-on-one with one of the great ones. He's one of the coldest up-and-coming rappers. He is one of the coldest rap artists I've heard in a very long time, folks. The one and only, Mr. Show Carter.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. Glad to be here, Jeremy.
It's a pleasure having you, my brother. How's it going, Show Carter?
No, man. I'm just trying to be, you know, what they ain't want me to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? The way I got to do it, you know? I don't follow, you hear me? So this was always in the plan, man. This with everything going on right now, man. It's been prayed for, stamped on, you know, and God shipping them blessings out right now. Come, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta, you know, gotta get in position to accept them where they be coming. But yeah, you know, that's just facts, you hear me? But we're gonna get into that later, man.
Well, thanks for coming to the Boneyard.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying?
So do you know how to play dominoes?
I know the counter a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's easy to count rectangles, man.
If you watch the first episode of The Boneyard, you know, I'm kind of sick and tired of that beginner's luck, so.
Hey, man, yeah, man. I don't know, man. We got some new dominoes, though, so we good. Like, I feel safe, you hear me? Like, last time he had them dominoes, he always beat people with, you hear me? So,
man, how did you learn how to play dominoes? You got big six, big five?
I don't know, man. That's a good question, man. How did I learn how to play dominoes? Man, you know what, man? I used to play dominoes at my Aunt Marsha's house with my cousin Terrence and Marcus and Harris and boys there, man. Like, shout out to them boys, man. Them boys had me playing dominoes as a kid, man. Like, when I ain't know how to play domino, and I was just putting the matching numbers together, and you know, I ain't realize we were winning, we were losing, you heard me? Like, so yeah, that's when I learned how to play domino.
All right.
I'm about to take over this ship. Hold up.
All right. Do your thing.
Yeah, we're gonna do this right, you heard me?
So, how long have you been rapping?
Shit, you know,
Nick Show Carter. Everything goes in the Boneyard.
I mean, bet that. Shit, I was young, man. Like, probably junior high. Probably before that, man. Like, I was rapping as a kid. Like, my cousin used to be rapping. Like. I don't know, man. It's just long. Like, probably like all my life, man. Like, I probably rapped before I knew I was rapping. You heard me? Like, I don't know, man. But I'm good at it, though. You know, like, it shows that the experience shows in it, man. You know, like, it comes natural. Like, it's not like I be stressing about it. Like, if it ain't there, I don't force it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a gift.
Yeah, I guess that's what they call it.
Gift.
I guess Jordan wouldn't be Jordan if he ain't had that gift. You hear me? Like.
Like, gift from God.
Jordan had that gift, you hear me? Like, could nobody stop him, and that's what made him Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, sir.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess it's a gift, man. It come easy, bro. You know, like, real easy. Yeah.
Well, this game ain't gonna come easy.
Yeah. We about to see, though. We about to see what's up with that, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I mean, tell me, man, how was you introduced to rap?
By getting 15 like that. Shit, my cousin Jojo, man, he used to stand in the mirror.
Get
my
that 15
house.
With you. He ain't still nothing. Your cousin
man.
Jojo.
Yeah, man. In the tent. He used to come in the house rapping all the time, man, and he used to stand up in the mirror all the time in the bathroom, man. Shout out to my cousin Jojo, man. Free him, you heard me? Like, but yeah, he used to stand up in the mirror in the bathroom and just rap. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at him, and I always ask him, man, how you do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how you do that, man? Like, you heard me? And he told me, you could do it, bro. You could do that. You know, you got to just do it. T, you know, you could do it. And I'm like, man, whatever, man. So I just start trying it. And I'm like,
I can do it.
It's easy, man. Like, it's too easy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then for me to be telling the truth all the time in my music, that's another thing. Like, you know, and I started like that. I started telling the truth. I never been an exaggerated rapper. Domino.
Nick.
My nick, man. Said I started out good.
So what do you think about the industry today?
I mean, I think from when
hold
I was
on, give me a second. Let me watch these dishes right here.
Yeah. Watch. See, that's how you do it when you come to the Boneyard, man. Like, you gotta, as long as you keep him washing them, you got a chance, man. Like, you got a chance. See?
So tell me what you think about the industry today.
Shit, I mean, from when I was introduced to rap to now, I mean, it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it still has realness. You know, it's the pureness still there. You know, it's some people in there lyrically. You know, some people speaking their life, real story. Some people exaggerating. You know, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But I mean, overall, I feel like, you know, it's an open market for anybody that serious, that want to do something with themselves, man. And you know, if you incorporate yourself right, and you know, you'll withstand all the extra. I mean, Nick, all the extra that come with that. You know what I'm saying? In the industry, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, everybody in there, from my understanding, don't have the money they say they got. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the things they say they're doing. You know, but in my nature, what I'm doing, I care less what they're talking about, what they're doing or what they ain't doing, because I mean, it's not interfering with what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is all pure and authentic. So, I don't have the time and, you know, the ability to focus on everybody and what they're doing and comment on it, because I mean, you gotta remember, I'm only a child, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, I can focus on just me and not worry about what everybody else doing. So that's a gift too, you know what I'm saying? That's another gift, you know, and not talk down on nobody that I hate them, because that's just not in me to do, you know what I'm saying? Let me see how I want to do this, man. I can do this two different ways, man.
So how you fell in love with rap?
Man, like, just seeing people get excited when I rap, like the energy change, like, you know, just, you know, like, I remember my partner, my cousin Shylon, like, saying, like, that bitch can rap. You know what I'm saying? Like just like that. Like, he'll look like, that bitch can really rap. I'm like, man, what you mean, man? Like, nah, bitch, you can really rap. Like, you can really, really rap. I'm like, man, you tripping, bro. I can't rap, man. I'm just doing this shit. And I just took it as, you know, freestyle. Like, I can tell you this, though. Like, me freestyling and oh, my bad. Let me 10. You forced me to take that money because you was trying to, yeah. It's going down today, man. It's going down, man. Yeah. I mean, for my freestyling and what I'm writing, it's a different environment. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my freestyles tend to be, they kind of fun. You know what I'm saying? On the fun level, I have fun doing it. But when I write, I mean, I'm in depth, I'm deep. You know, like, I get to the point, like, and I think that's what separates me from a lot of artists in the industry. I ain't see that, man, don't worry about it.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You better see as many as you can.
I ain't see that, you hear me?
So when did you feel like you can do it?
I mean, I always felt like I could do it, man. It's just like every time I put myself in position to try to do it, you know, it's like I always go through stuff. So, you know, being the only child and losing my mom at a young age, it's like, you know, I always, you know, like, found this different type of love for my family, like this unconditional love for my family. So, you know, it's like every time I lose a family member, my family go through something, it's like I'm going through it with them. Yeah, give me a nick. I'm going through it with them. So it's like everything is kind of like almost a setback. You know what I'm saying? Like it, Domino. Like everything is almost like it just take me away. Like, and I lose myself trying to get past that and help everybody else out, and I forget what I'm doing. And I got to like start over every time, though. You know, in another sense is like the people that I start working with, they change, they go through things, and you know, you got to respect people's lifestyles, man. You can't get mad at nobody for, you know, not wanting to do what you want to do, or you know, even if they start with you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got partners that started with me that, you know, they surpassed, you know, me and went famous, and you know, a lot of people comment on it. At one point I did, you know, I felt a certain way, but you know, after I sit back and think about it, hey man, you gotta congratulate these people, man, because you know, they took a route and went, they got there, you know what I'm saying? So you know, all you can do is apply that same energy to yourself, you know, that you was, you know, you don't want to hate on nobody, you don't want to put no salt on nobody's name. Like, I'm not coming in on a clout. That ain't never gonna happen like that. Even if I know a bunch of people, but I don't want no clout of nobody's name. If we got a problem, we're gonna deal with that problem on a personal level somewhere else, like on some other shit. Like, but as of this music, the art, the passion for this, like, I mean, I respect everybody. I'm with everybody. I'm for everybody. You know, it's just what it is. Like, that's just what it is right now. You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody gonna be with me because I'm raw. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm raw. You heard me?
Like, be raw.
You know, your favorite rapper probably.
Rough.
Your
favorite raw.
Rapper waiting on me to drop. You know what I'm saying? Because he want to see what all the cap about. Like, you know, it ain't no cap though. You know, they think it's cap, but it really ain't no cap. Like, you know, but when you get it and you see what the content is and how I'm really coming, then you understand, like, okay, yeah. I ain't gonna give you a hint of what it's about or what it is, you know what I'm saying? But just know it's real, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Back to the, you know.
So, who were some of your role models growing up, you know? A lot of greats came in the rap game, did their thing, and, you know, laid down the foundation, you know? Like, some of my favorites, like NWA, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the boys
came hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't give a care.
Yeah, you know you was hard when they make a movie about you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you was like, you was something. You know, if you black and you did anything in life and they made a movie about it, man, you was something. I don't care if you broke today, man. Look, you was something, man. Mm. Like, you got a chance. But nah, I mean, you know, on that level, I feel like, probably Boosie, man. You know, Boosie. I listen to Boosie, like, you know what I'm saying, throughout all type of different times, man. Like, Boosie got me through a lot.
Give me 50 of them chips.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me all the white. What you got over there?
That's 60. That's a 5, huh?
That's 30.
Oh.
Give me
20. But yeah, I listened to Boosie, man. That was, like, probably the best influence I had musically. Like, so, you know, like, I listened to a lot of other people, man. A lot of music, like, in different situations. But to say my life was mostly a struggle, you know, in the ghetto, or where I'm from, in Sharonton, Louisiana, it's like, you know, we listen to Boosie, not just me, all my cousins, you know, the whole neighborhood, you know, everybody jam Boosie, wherever, you know, like, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's what got us through, because the dream was the shining ball, but the reality was, you know, we ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we trying to get it. You know, my uncle on drugs, my auntie on drugs, you know, my mama dead, and you know, I'm going through shit. And my best friend and got killed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to AJ, man. Shout out to Alfred Hill, Mucho, Giggum, you know, however you know it, man. You know, that's my thug, my dog forever. And I do this for us, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna keep on rolling for us, you hear me? Straight up. But yeah, like, you know, and speaking of AJ, man, AJ, you sit back. Every time we ride, we listen to Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then it started to get to the point where people start saying, your music sound like Boosie. And I had to sit back and listen to myself. You know what I'm saying? On the level of, maybe I'm listening to too much Boosie. You know what I'm saying? To the point to where I'm not mimicking what he's saying. It's just like, I'm expressing myself the same way he expressed himself. You know what I'm saying? So that's what led me to a whole nother platform of beats and hearing sounds and trying to, you know, try different stuff. Like,
but that's similar to like Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
He wanted to, you know, he idolized Michael Jordan, you know, that's who he you know, mold his game around. Yeah. So people seen a lot of similarities between Kobe and Michael Game, because Kobe wanted to be like Mike, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to be better than Mike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not that you want to be like this person, but you know, that's where you get in the game. You know, then you like you start liking what you like because of this person and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, like this, you know what I'm saying? On the other side of that, like, you know, when I wanted to hear about something, my Nick though.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? When I want to hear about it, when I want to hear the other side of that, you know what I'm saying, on some cocky, you know what I'm saying, and be with my chest out, that's when I pop that Pimp C in there, you heard me? And I, and it's like I'm invisible, you heard me? Like on that Pimp, you know, I'm like, I'm invisible on
Pimp
that Pimp.
Had that ability right there.
Like on that Pimp and Bun, you know, shout out to Bun, man. Shout out to Pimp, you know what I'm saying? Rest in heaven, homie. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, it's like, I listen to a lot of people though. I gave everybody that chance. Anything that would cross me, I gave it a chance. You know, like I got little cousins that's rapping in the hood. You know, Gutter. You know, I know boy like Wochi. You know, it's a lot of people I know. The people on my label. You know, Lindsay B. You know, and you know King Shu. You know, all my people. PA Youngin. You know, Two Boy Kev. You know, GP45. You know, everybody I know. You know, Zulu. You know what I'm saying? Lil Prino, Gunna, you know, everybody I know that's doing music. You know, shout out to everybody in the world that do music, man. Like, cause everybody don't know, everybody don't adapt to that. You know, some people just listeners. You know what I'm saying? They're not doers. You know, but you know, you can listen to music enough to learn how to do it.
Yes, sir.
But that don't mean you're gonna have a passion for it. You know, everybody that's making music in the industry don't have a passion for making music. They just have a business situation.
Gotta connect.
Yeah, you know, they in there. You know, they so. So some the average rapper tell you, man, I ain't want to be a rapper. Man, I've been trying to be this all my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I look at them like, and get out the way then. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get back. Let me get there, man. Let me tell my story. You know? But I can't. So the only way I got to communicate that is I got to match what they doing. Like, not mimic what they doing, but I got to get on that pedestal. I got to get up here. You know what I'm saying? So they can see me. You know what I'm saying? Then we can, you know what I'm saying? On that level, like, because if it's about the money, I don't care who it is. You know what I mean?
Ain't holding no grudges. Let's get the money, looking man. For no beef and stuff.
Bread, you know
speaking like, of that, what you think about rap beef?
Why they do it? Like, I mean, ain't nothing positive come out of rap beef, man. Like, Ain't nothing positive come out. No beef. I don't care what kind of beef it is, unless you cooking it. You know, like
Angus.
Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, but ain't nothing positive come out of that, man. Because at the end of the day, somebody gonna die. You know, somebody gonna go to jail. You know, especially if you know if it's two you know mainstream artists that's up there. Like y'all ain't got no business beefing, man. You know, it's too much money out here. Like. If you up and he up or she up and she up, what's the beef for, man? Like everybody got money. Like let's generate this money. You know, people beef over opinions. You know, like you gotta learn how to respect opinions, man, because opinions count. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what makes you better. The opinions. You know what I'm saying? But I don't rap beef, man. I don't even respond to negativity, man. That's like. That's bull. That's crazy, man. That's I don't even understand the people that do it. You know, I try to see through it, and you know, some people just they state their opinion of how they feel, and you know, it just go from there. Domino. You know what I'm saying? It go from there.
You get 20.
Yeah. See, that's how you do it when you come to the bone yard, man. You gotta get on it. Say,
give me 30 back.
Look, man, say give me 30 back. I got that bag over here. You hear me?
Hey, so you trying to do your thing, but that's all right. In the bone yard, everybody got opportunity to do their thing, tell their story, play a friendly game, have some fun.
Show Carter, man.
So if you want to sponsor the bone yard, go ahead and hit me up. Sponsor us with some drinks, snacks, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who was like one of the first people that really believed in you?
Shit. I mean, I remember like being young and rapping, and you know, rapping in the circle at school, you know, and it's like I said earlier, like the energy had changed. And like my cousin Shylin, like, bitch, you can rap. And, you know, my partner Zeno, like, boy, if I could rap, I'd trade all this, everything I got just to rap, just to do that. Like, I give it all away just to rap. And, you know, my cousin TD, like, man, you gonna make it one day, nigga, keep doing that shit, don't stop doing that shit. You just, you know, it's like, that shit replay in my head, you know. It's like my grandmother ain't really understand me saying I'm trying to rap, you hear me? Like, but when she heard my music, I seen her reaction. Like, she was like, you think you hot shit. You know what I'm saying? And I knew, like, it hit me, like, I'm like, yeah, you hear me? Like, yeah, I got something. I knew I got something. I was young, you know what I'm saying? I was young, like, that was before.
Hey, that's a compliment coming from old school.
Yeah, you know, and I was young, like, that was before I even, like started to see a lot of stuff that I seen, like, that end up being the content of my music, like, because it's like a, it's a story I'm telling, man. It's like, I gotta get it out, because for years it's been holding me down, you know, and that's why I can't get up, you know what I'm saying, because it's holding me down, like, you know what I'm saying, like, so much, like, funeral after funeral after funeral after funeral. It's like, Lord, I can't take no more, like, come on, man, like, and it's still happening right now, you know. R.I.P. to my auntie, yeah, R.I.P. to my auntie Lord, man, R.I.P. to Uncle Tilton, like, you know, and it's like, it's just happening, like, again, like, I'm going through the same, like, every time I get to this point, like, close, I just start seeing it, and I back down. You know, my aunt called me the other day, like, hey, don't stop, don't do it, because she watched me do
this.
Keep
pushing through.
Yeah, she watched me do the time at time.
Get out of that cycle, you got to break the cycle.
She said, don't do nothing, like, just keep, stay where you at, go to the studio, do what you're doing.
Stay on your path.
Don't worry about it, like, just do it, just keep doing what you're doing, because every time you get close, you stop, and that's it, you know what I'm saying? You got to go backwards. And it's like, I'm like, all right, nanny bet, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was like, it would eat me up inside so much, I'm like, hey, I'm going to call you back, you know what I'm saying? And I still ain't calling back, but, you know, but.
You need to get on that.
You know, but yeah, though.
Give you some good advice.
Yeah, though, but, you know, that's like, that's why I'm always, you know, back going backwards and shit. Like, that's why I ain't got where I'm supposed to be. But
speaking of going backwards and reverse, and how did you get to this point?
Shit, not giving up, man. Like, just keep going. Like, me 10. Like, I don't burn bridges, man. And, you know, shout out to Wax D's, man. You know, my people. You know, he from Lafayette, Louisiana. He gave me a shot. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was going good that way. But, you know, like I say, people have different things and situations in their life. You gotta respect people's lifestyles, man. Like, you know, Wax didn't give up on me, man. Wax just had some other shit go on.
Everybody got things going on in their life.
Yeah, you know, and I didn't, at that point, I was young. You know, I ain't had no patience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew what I was trying to be and where I wanted to go. And I wasn't slowing down for nobody, so.
Just trying to find a way to get there.
Yeah, so, I mean, I end up moving to Houston, you know, and I got with my cousins, you know, we formed LNP Recordings, and, you know, DJ Nut, DB The Boss, shout out to Young Grumps, and, you know, everybody still doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, GQ Live, you know, J Dot, everybody, you know what I'm saying, like, we formed a group, and, you know, like, that group, the fam, you know what I'm saying, it's like, we was real blood cousins, and we made music together, like, that was everything to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, these my real cousins I spent every summer with, and now we in the studio together making music together. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't get no vibe like that from, you know, it's like no other vibe like that in the world. Like to have everybody from the producer to the engineer to the rapper, you know what I'm saying? Everybody can, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even the shooters, like, everybody can. So it's a different type of love, you know what I'm saying? But when that split up, When that fell apart, that, like, my spirits died. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. But I was trying to fight through it, though. I kept rapping and shit, but it's like the music I was making just, it wasn't even appealing to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man. You know, and I got partners, like, shout out to my partner Ken. You know, my partner Ken just, he'll listen to that motherfucker, and he'll be like, my partner Ken kind of like, yeah, it's all right, you know what I'm saying? That shit jam, you can say, that shit jam. You know what I'm saying? Like the song I'm pushing for my single right now, Tsunami, like, Like, I sent him that. My dog like, yeah, that bitch hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody like, yeah, that bitch hard, like, that bitch hard. Like, and I'm like, yeah, you know, but that don't make me satisfied. Give me 10. That don't make me satisfied, like, on the scale of, you know, I made it. Like, I ain't got nowhere yet, man. I'm still in the studio trying to get this shit jump, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm still coming up with shit, and I ain't gonna stop. Like, that's the value of it. Like, I'm not gonna stop doing what I'm doing. But, you know, when I get good reactions from the people that I love, and I know that love me, that let me know that it's real. Like, let me tell you, like, that let me know it's real. Like, it don't, it's, you know, a lot of people that come around, they give you that fake love. Like, you know, mm-hmm. like, because they just want to be down. You know what I'm saying? They want to get down. You know what I'm saying? But when you get that compliment from people that you look up to, you know, it ain't got to be a sense of looking up because they got more than you or nothing. You know, it's just be a positive person that you just look up to because, you know, that's like my partner Ken humbled me, man. Being around that dude humbled me. I used to be wild and obnoxious, man. Like, being around this man, bro, I'm cool as shit now. Like, I'm just laid back and cool. Like, I'm to the business. And I respect him for showing me that side. Like, because it's nobody I ever been around that was like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody was always, you know, shoot that nigga, cut that nigga, and, you know, excuse my language, but yeah, you know, it was straight to that. Like, and, you know, I grew up having to defend myself because I don't have no real brothers and sisters. But, you know, being around my people now, it's like I feel like I got brothers and sisters that, you know, we just meeting, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just meeting. But, you know, the energy and the relationship, everything is so 100. It's just like, you know, yeah, it's like I never knew how it felt to have a brother or sister. I just knew how it felt to have cousins. You know what I'm saying? But now I feel like I got, you know, real brothers and sisters around me. Like, so I move different. I think different. Like, I think about decisions I make. Like, you know, I can't hurt nobody because at one point I felt like nobody loved me. Now I feel like everybody loved me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I move different. So, yeah, you know, like, shout out to everybody that believed in me, man. That believe in me now, that believed in me then. You know what I'm saying? The people that don't know me yet, that will, you hear me? Like, shout out to you too, you hear me? Like, because we're going to get there.
All right. And speaking of getting there, and I had the pleasure of sitting down in the studio with you to listen to your gigantic catalog of songs that you have. Man, you've been putting in work, and it's evident because you have hit after hit on there. You know, it's only a matter of time before you put stuff out. In this catalog, what song best describes you?
The bottom, probably. I mean, yeah. Probably, I mean, it's a lot. I mean, the catalog heavy, you know, like.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's real heavy. I mean, but one thing I can say, like, that I'm proud of, that, you know, that showed me that I came a long way. None of my music sound the same. Like, everything don't sound like the last song, if I, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Every song don't sound like the last song.
How
I
much
did.
You got over there?
Shit. 40.
I be on it, folks.
What this is right here?
That's 100.
150.
He wins. It's not easy beating me, as you know. But you managed to pull it off.
Yeah, I won.
Feel good, huh?
Yeah, I'm fucking with this phone. My bad. What's up? Yeah, man, I beat you, man. Like, hey, that's my first time ever beating this man at dominoes, man. Like, this man always win domino games, man. This man don't never lose, man. So I'm telling y'all now, y'all come here, bring your own dominoes, man.
There you go. You just won with my dominoes, man.
Say, man. Bring your own dominoes. Them dominoes new.
Man, anyway, we was talking about your catalog, and you said your song "The Bottom" best represents you. So tell me, you know, why does "The Bottom" represent you?
I mean, all in all, I mean, if you want to get a me in a full, to not just one genre of knowing exactly why I come from the bottom, you know, why I come from the bottom of poverty, you know what I'm saying? Why I felt like nobody handed me nothing, you know? Why I had to get up and go get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole hook right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm expressing this in them, you know, situations with my father and, you know, my mother and my grandmother and, you know, my mother and my grandmother relationship because of my father and the way he dealt with things and the way I, you know, how I dealt with that situation and, you know, just a whole bunch of differences. You know what I'm saying? Like a family full of differences. Like seemed like at some point, like we just couldn't get it right. You know what I'm saying? Like number problems. You know what I'm saying? Like we already struggling. Now we got a bunch of problems. You know what I'm saying? So like
on top of the struggle, yeah, unnecessary BS.
Unnecessary. And then, you know, the worst part about it was I can't complain about the problem because at one point I was the problem.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? I was looked at like something I wasn't. And you know, I had to come out of that like, I got to do something, man, because if I get stuck here.
It's man. Hard to get out of people's perceptions, man. Sometimes the best remedy to get out of the way that people think you are is by leaving the situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's that too, but it's kind of like, being from where I'm from, if you're trying to be something, and people see you trying to get somewhere, and they don't want you to get there, oh, they gonna try something.
That's the hate first mentality.
Oh, they gonna try something. Oh,
people hate first.
They gonna try something. Like,
how do you deal with that hatred and negativity?
I don't respond to none of that, man. Like, I dealt with that like in my past, like back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now, when I come across that, I don't get no play on my ride, man. I don't get no play nowhere around me. And anybody around me, I tell them the same thing. We ain't entertaining that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got time to entertain that. You know, because that ain't gonna get us no money. You know what I'm saying? Like that ain't gonna get us no respect either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't like entertain somebody that's hating on you to get respect. Like, nah, that's the first thought that comes to your head when you're from the streets though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I always tell people, like, I'm not regular. I beat the odds. And they be like, what you mean you beat the odds, man? You ain't better than nobody else. I'm not. But my thoughts are, you know what I'm saying? Because the same shit you'll probably shoot somebody for, I'm gonna laugh at them and walk off. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because I got somewhere to get. You know what I'm saying? And after they see what they done did and my reaction to it, they might just feel stupid. You know what I'm saying? They might just be, you know what I'm saying, feel stupid. Because I a lot of people that I see that speak to me now in the public, they did something like that back then. But now they speak.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess they judge me of thinking I got nappy hair and all that. So I guess they think I'm, you know, excuse the term, a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to come in acting like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? And doing nigga shit. Like, nah. You know what I'm saying? I am a nigga. But I'm a different type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a cool nigga. I'm a nigga about some business. Like, come, if it ain't about money, like, I ain't about the politic with you, man. Like, we ain't got nothing to talk about. We can talk about some sports or something that's on TV. That's cool. But anything other than that, nah, we ain't got nothing to talk about, because
I hear that.
That ain't what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of sports and other things like that, what are your hobbies?
Oh, shit. I smoke like Wiz Khalifa and them. You know what I'm saying? I smoke like Snoop and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's... Besides, like, you know, kicking it with my kids and my nieces and my nephews and you know, playing with them when they level, and, you know, sometimes.
And that IBG on you. I smoke more than the president.
Yeah, you know,
the
like.
The difference
like,
is I ain't healing.
It's in me. I ain't lying. Don't piss me. You're going to grow a tree in that cup. Like, it's going to grow.
Rest in peace, B-Dub.
Yeah, rest in peace to B-Dub, man. B-Dub, man, speaking of Dub, man, like, Dub used to call me, man, and talk to me a lot about this music stuff, man. Like, me and Dub know a lot of the same people. And, you know, like, I didn't even know Dub was sick or nothing. Like, if he was sick or if that just happened, I don't even know the history of it. Like,
yeah.
I just know that we was in Harvey Love studio one night. And, you know, that was the last time we actually seen each other and chopped it up. And, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, Dub was, like, a heavy influence, man. Like, me young, like, speaking of rapping, like, I remember riding my bike to B Dub house to rap on this nigga Dope Step. You know what I'm saying? Bro. Like, for real, like being young, like, you know what I'm saying? Damn, eyes watering and shit. You know what I mean? They were my dog, like, for real. Like, that shit kind of hurt me, like, see him go like that. But like, yeah, I remember riding my bike to Dub House, man, to rapping on his doorstep. Like, I remember Rocky staying up across from me in Plantation. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't know Rocky was a rapper all that time. Man. Like, I did not know Rocky was a rapper. I found out Rocky was a rapper. I remember when IBG shit dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Dennis Them Barbershop, man, on I think that's like Iberia Street or some shit. Not Iberia, on Willow Street, when they had the barbershop on Willow Street. Dennis and Nick and all them boys had that shop on Willow Street in Franklin. And they shit dropped. And I remember the boys had it up in there, like in there, and I'm looking at the cover, like, damn, that's B Dub, nigga. And I seen the post on the wall, nigga, and I'm like, that's Dub. I'm like, man, that's Rocky. Like, you know, I knew Eddie Bo from being in Franklin, you know, and I knew that was a twins cousin, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how I knew Bo, but I'm like, that's Rocky, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, mama, look, you know what I'm saying? That's Rocky. And she like, who is Rocky? Yeah. He's still across the street. And she like, but I don't know what that is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this dude stay across the street. And I just like, you know, and you know, despite that, listening to the music, man, it was like, wow. You could be from here and make music like this, man.
Yeah.
Like, wow, man. Like,
man, I still listen to that album.
Yeah, for real. Like, man. I mean, like, it's like listening to that, man, it bring back so many memories, bro. Like, you know, I remember me and Zeno riding, listening to that, man. It's like, I really felt like I smoked more weed than the president,
bro.
Like back then, like you know, I smoked 10 times more than nine. Like, like I got a problem, man. Like, you know, but yeah, you know, I smoke like Snoop and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, big bats. But nah, you know, like being around Dub and Rocky, because I always was around, you know, Dub or Rocky. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when I lived in Lafayette, you know, I think about it now. You know, when I lived in Lafayette and Eldercon, they stayed in Eldercon and. I used to go to their house and smoke with them and, you know, freestyle and, you know, they always be like,
yeah. I used to go by their house when they stayed. They had that house when the Bunny Hop Boys dropped and stuff like that.
Oh, Entourage.
Yeah. I used to go by their house then. They, man, I came home for a summer, went stay out there. I went stay at Dre and Bozo house, man. Bozo hooked me up with them boys. I used to go by that often so much that they had performed in the, some big old park. I forgot what that.
Gerard Park.
It wasn't Gerard Park. It was a big thing because old boy Black Rob had that woe song then. You know what I'm saying? So he had came down here and performed. So when IBG got on stage, man, I was up there with him. You know what I'm saying? Just representing with my boys.
Bro, you know IBG probably went the furthest, like. Shout out to Harry Coleman, man. You know, my nigga Harry played for the Saints. You know what I'm saying? Harry went for
Harry, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like and I was close and, to Harry. Like, you know,
Hawkins played for the Steelers.
Yeah. But like Harry Cole, like Harry Coleman was like playing varsity at in eighth grade. You heard me? Like eighth grade. Man, that shit was unheard of to me.
Oh, bro.
You hear me? But he played with me. You hear me? Like, he played with me. I'm just like, you know, my first reaction was, man, this dude failed a couple times or something. This nigga big, this nigga strong, this nigga dunking on niggas and shit. I'm like, nah, this shit ain't real, you know? But some people just got that shit. Like, athlete. That shit natural.
He's an athlete, you know, naturally.
And to see him turn that around to coaching in the same environment. Say, bro, he deserve everything.
He thinking ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Keep building. Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to see him as a head coach, you know what I'm saying?
Everything
then he'll be able to show he the best at doing that.
Everything they doing for him. Hang the jerseys up, all that. They need to hang everything up. They need to hang his cleats up and all that shit. Because, I mean, what he can give to them kids, man, like, he going to give it to them from experience, you heard me? Like, and can't too many coaches, like, some of your best coaches ain't never played the sport.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't never touched, they ain't never been under that pressure, man. Like, that's pressure. I played with this man, at my peak of playing basketball, and he was young, so his experience level is way above the IQ where it's supposed to be, man. That dude way, you know, he passed that. When he was at LSU, man, I'm talking about, like, I ain't gonna lie, I used to gamble on my dog. Like, big money. Like, big money, just because he played for LSU. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about gambling on sets, on downs, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I guarantee you, out of these four, man, he pelay somebody out of one of them, nigga. That's 100 on that, nigga, and he gonna come through and wow, pelay somebody. You know what I mean? Like, making my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's that real because I know.
Had confidence in your man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I never doubt Harry, bro. Like I just seen Harry running some pressure as an eighth grader. You heard me? Like as a kid. Like, shout out to Coach Mitchell. You heard me? Like, shout out to Coach Locke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just seen Harry under pressure in Pee Wee. I played Pee Wee with Harry, with Tweety.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in Baldwin with the Patriots. You heard me? Like, this dude was a monster then. Like, then. Like, we weren't even really teenagers yet. He wasn't even a teenager yet.
Oh, bro.
And he was a monster. So, like, growing up around that and getting to where we at, well, you know, just not even saying getting to where we at, you know what I'm saying, to where I'm at, and seeing that it's possible to get out of that hole, man. Like, you know.
So now,
man,
you got to show the world that you're also a monster.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, man. But everything that influenced me, I'm taking it with me. You hear me? Like you know, all my people, I'm gonna always give everybody recognition. You know, because I never been a hateful person, and it's highlights of my life. Like, you know, what I'm saying, that inspired me to do differences. You know, what I'm saying, and you know, when I see my people make it, and I actually know them. You know, what I'm saying, shout out to Stack 5. You know, what I'm saying, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I see my people make it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Harry went to LSU, I was turned up. When I seen him on that field with that Saints jersey,
bro, who that?
I think I went to the studio the same night. You know what I mean? And probably recorded 10 songs straight. You hear me? Like,
that motivation,
nonstop. Like, because it's like. And I ain't never told Harry that. Like, me and Harry ain't never even talked about that ever. Like, yo, if he see this right here, it's gonna be the first time he ever even knew that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's just the realness of where I come from and you know, how it affects me where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the kids right now. Like my partner Kim, you know what I'm saying? His son, you know what I'm saying? My cousin Desiree's son, and you know, my brother Zeno's son. You know what I'm saying? Like, these kids playing basketball right now, bro, in Franklin, like, I don't think they ever had a team like this.
I seen Byron Chapman's son be balling.
Yeah, they say B-son be balling too.
Yeah.
You heard me? So it's like a lot of people we grew up with, now they kids there, you know? Shout out to everybody that, you know, if I miss you, yeah, hey, you know, your kids doing your thing, look. Hey, say, look.
Shout out to Boneyard, we'll shout them out.
Keep doing it, you heard me? But yeah, but look, like, they get to see what we was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, but they have the ability to access way more knowledge than we could have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think back, I was saying, like, if we knew some of the things that we know now, like, or have access to now, like Google, where you can search stuff, and it's like, we could have been further, but I'm glad they have it, and it's good to see kids actually using it.
Like, I could look Deuce up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Deuce got highlight tapes.
Yep.
This nigga highlight tapes. You hear me? Like, that shit let me know, like.
It's possible.
You on your way, boy.
Yes, sir.
You on your way, you know what I'm saying? And if your kid got it, like, if he doing it like that, Make your child a highlight tape, man.
Yeah.
Like, man, let people see that.
Push,
bro,
your child. You have to push him.
You got to, man.
You know, ain't nobody else gonna push him.
You got to.
You push him first.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know my son.
So, show Carter.
What's up?
Let me know, why should the world follow show Carter?
Because I'm that nigga. Nah.
Why should the world follow show Carter?
On the real though, like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, if you ever been through something, you going through something, you know, like, you need to get there, you need some advice, you holler at me. I help you get through, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it real with you, because I think I'd have been through everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything from the system to family problems to relationship problems to, you know, like, problem seeing my child and all type of shit, like everything, death, you know, being up and had a bunch of money and had no money, and you know what I'm saying, like, and had friends to the point I had no friends, like, you know, and I incorporate all this into this music, because, you know, instead of lashing back at people and trying to get retaliation and being mad about the wrongs and trying to incorporate the rights in people's face, it's like, nah, man, you know, I'm just going to take all this pressure, all this pain, put this shit on these tracks, man, and we're going to roll with it, because, you know, like, I'm pretty sure somebody need a reality check sometimes. Even I need a reality check sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where Boosie come and play at, you know what I'm saying? I throw the Boosie on, man, and I just be, you know, I zone out, you know what I'm saying? I can imagine what he telling me, what he saying. I can, that's a picture plan, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a different from me listening to somebody else. Like, I don't know where they from, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they might paint a different picture that I can't really grasp that. You know, it's like listening to a New York rapper and they talk about what they call them bandos, and not the bando, what they call the stores, the little
bodegas.
Bodegas. No, we ain't got no damn bodegas in Chandler, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. You know? So it took me a long time to know even what that was. Like, my cousin had to go to New York, you know what I'm saying? And I had to go up there to visit to see
what they was
like,
talking about.
Nigga, like, go walk to the bodega and get, what the fuck is a bodega, my nigga? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, cool, you know? And it's like, all right, y'all just call it something different, you know what I'm saying? But it is kind of different up in that motherfucker. They sell different shit than what we got out here. I mean, the stores in the city, constantly, like, they slowly grasping to that shit. They selling hats and shirts and shit like that. But the bodega, like, a mini fucking mall, nigga. You get it down to anything out that motherfucker. That shit retarded, you know? But yeah.
You had to have jumped off my subject. You talk about bodegas and stuff like that. You see, hey, the man say he smoke like Wiz and Snoop.
Smoke like Wiz and them, man. Sometime, man, look. Sometime I might drift off, man. Look.
So, look, show Carter. Tell the world why they should follow you.
Oh, yeah. Basically, because I'm that nigga. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Follow me at Show Carter on Instagram, man. You ain't got to follow me in real life. You know, but
just don't be no stalker.
Yeah, just follow me. Just follow me on Instagram, and man, y'all gotta buy these records, man. I'm just saying, man. Like,
you gotta drop it. Gotta drop it.
It's coming, man. It's coming. But you know, like, I'm that pressure. Like, you know, years of like, it's kind of like I've been incarcerated all my life, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting out back to the world. Like, I'm just starting to, you know, because really, bro, I gave up, man. Like, I was like, man, you know, I'm done with this shit, man. You know, when Pimp died, man, I was really done with it. I was like, man, you know, like, I'm like, bro, this shit ain't, you know, this shit fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, and because you're seeing people that's really trying to help you, like, and it's like, Pimp kind of fell in the same category with my mom and my grandmother and all of them. It's like everybody that started to believe in me, you know, that I really loved, that, you know, that helped me in life, they just started to leave me, you know what I'm saying? And you know, when Pimp died, like, I remember my grandmother looked at me. My grandmother ain't really even, you know, she ain't even know, you know, but she knew something was wrong. And she asked me, who died? And I'm like, I ain't say nothing at first. I walked off. And I remember my cousin coming in the house saying it, you know what I'm saying? Damn, Pimp, he died. And, you know, my grandma said, that's why y'all down up in there, like, and, you know, I was like, you know, I gave up on a lot of shit. Like, it affected me in a way, like, it affected me and all my cousins, you know what I'm saying? Me, DB, Dot, Nut, all of us, everybody that was around him, because he was influencing our life like that, you know what I'm saying? The motivation with us. But, you know, like, I don't know, man, like, my nephews, man, and my son, man, they just won't leave me alone about this music, man. Like, you know, so I gotta, you know, master gas on this shit and make this shit happen. You know?
And that's what's up.
If people counting on me, you know?
Before we get out the Boneyard, why don't you bless the world with a little something? Bless the world with a little Show Card.
That's a little Vegas story right here, man. Really though, nobody handed me nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, this the bottom though right here, man. Like,
nobody handed me nothing.
You know what I'm saying? The video be out soon.
Just me and my cousin.
You know, but yeah, you know.
It was just me and my cousin.
It's really what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
just me and my
for real. I came from the bottom of poverty, nobody handed me nothing. Had to get up and get it, no brothers or sisters, just me and my cousin. They critiquing my visits, cause we were the children just stuck in the gutter. I was trying to make it out, felt like ain't nobody love me. I know God was there for me, when all else was against me. He protected me, he was that vessel me, when they sent bullets to kill me.
Now I'm that recipe, he's been blessing me, Lord, with a wonderful feeling. Tell now I'm in a position, huh? I can finally go and get. I always had a vision, they ain't wanna listen. Uncle's my example, he was in the system. Cousin up the road, we barely got to listen. We was children, we was still in elementary. Every Saturday morning, I'm in detention. Everything I did, my mama whipped me. Always punished, always in my feelings. Mad at the world and whoever in it. Daddy never came, he was always lying. I got it out the mud, I never asked him why. Mama died, he should've seen my fucking eye. He ain't come inside, he just stood outside. Remember everybody trying to hug me. I just walked off like fuck him. Grandma asked me why I'm being ugly. Told my granny they don't really love me. My mama raised me, I'm my only baby. My daddy pussy, he ain't even help. My mama struggled working 3 jobs. He was helping out somebody else. My grandmother used to fuss about it. Her and mama argue, hoop and holler. I just go outside, forget about it. Shooting ball with Lil Ike and Bobby. I always had a vision I would get it. Rapping in the mirror, me and Giggle. Running around the hood, eating pickles. I always told him I would get a million. Fighting on the bus after school. Me and Zeno riding clutching tools. Me and Terrence walking to the pool. Now I'm in the studio with Shoe. You heard me? Look, for real, like for real, man, you know, like I take pride in that, in that the scriptures I be pumping on them beats, man. Like that's what I call them scriptures. You heard me? Like, you know, because, you know, from my understanding, the Bible man made, you know. So when first time I heard that, I'm like, write my own Bible. Like, you know, and That's how I see my album, you know what I'm saying, as my scriptures, you know what I'm saying, like on my life. And I know I'm not the only one going through problems out here, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't ever single myself out with the problems. Like, I try to, you know, my people going through something, I go through it with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I know what it's like to go through something by yourself and not have nobody, you know what I'm saying, like that hurt, you know what I'm saying? I've been by myself for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my little cousin Quincy, shout out to Devontae, you hear me? Like, we came up at my grandma's house for real, like, you know what I'm saying? My grandma, my auntie Shirley, my grandpa, my Uncle Turkey Red, you heard me? Like, and it just was different growing up with my grandma, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how their grandma was or how your grandma was, but I know my grandma was like, my grandma was a gangster, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Like, my auntie Anna was a gangster, like, all my grandma brothers and sisters was gangsters, like in their own way, though, like, they wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, my auntie Anna get on your ass with my grandmother, like, she gonna call them healers for your ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they gonna come take care of you right quick, my nigga, if you out your trip, you know what I'm saying? Like, but on the other note, like, my grandma ain't take no shit. She ain't take no shit from nobody else, not even from us, you know what I'm saying? And that's probably why I don't take no shit today, you know what I'm saying? Because I was raised under that, you know what I'm saying? We gonna live how we supposed to live. We ain't gotta do dirt. I ain't gotta do nothing behind my partner's back, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta do nothing behind these people's back. I ain't gotta steal nothing. I ain't gotta do none of that. I'ma help who I can help, you know what I'm saying? If I need help, I'ma accept the help that where it come from, where I know it's genuine, that, you know what I'm saying? We gonna live until it's over, you heard me? Like, but if you tripping, you get out of line, I'ma get dead on your motherfucking ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what that is, you know what I'm saying?
And that's
like,
what it is.
You know, but all in all, like I came from the bottom and I'm just trying to make it up right now. Like,
yes,
and I'm finally in position right now to do everything that I ever seen in my vision. Like, so yeah, like yeah, we ain't stopping. Like,
hey, the Bottom music video coming soon. Y'all check him out. His mixtape coming soon. Album coming soon.
Hey, before we go.
This is the whole effing show, that's what I call him.
Hey, hashtag Lion Pack. LION PAKK, you know what I'm saying? Like, hashtag Lion Pack, you know what I'm saying? Like, LISSCLMP, Inherited Royalty, man. Look, follow me on Instagram, Inherited Royalty Clothing, you know what I'm saying? Lil Show Carter, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like the album coming soon, man. Like, real, real soon, man. Like, the mixtape be here first, you know, but yeah, you know, like, I appreciate this opportunity though, man. It's my first interview, actually, man. Like, on this new wave. Like this ain't my first ever interview. It's probably like my 1,000th interview. You know what I'm saying? At one point, we were hot.
Hell,
you know what
bro.
I'm saying? Like, but I ended up going to jail, man. That's when I went to jail. Like back then, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's when the fam kind of split up, like, and that, you know, like. But I ain't lying. Like, I feel like we gonna come back together for what I'm doing right now. I think everybody gonna come back, and I accept that. Like is that deep? Like, you know what I'm saying? When me and Lil Gramps in the studio, me and DB in the studio, me and Dad in the studio, me and Q in the studio, it's a different vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get nothing in the studio, not DJing and doing all kind of shit around the world. So it's hard to get the Mike Mogul. You heard me? But yeah, like, but I just try to, you know, shout out to Knucklehead, shout out to June James, shout out to Crazy, shout out to my nigga Corey B, B Lean, you know, Two Boy Kev, you know, Luck, King Shoe, you know, shout out to Killer McClain, you know, all my people in the booth doing music, man.
Jay Frank,
man. Yeah, man, Frank dope, man. Like, yeah. I don't know what Frank doing, man. Frank need to bless me with one of these verses, man. I'm gonna hit Frank up, man. Hit Frank up for some verses, man. But yeah, man, like a lot of people out there, man, that's doing music. You know, my little cousin got his own, you know, general people he dealing with that's doing music, man. It's a lot of people out there, man, and you know, like my partner Corey B, man. I'm gonna bring Corey B up here next time I come, man. Like Corey dope. You know what I'm saying? Follow my dog on Instagram at Corey Blues, but Corey dope. You know what I'm saying? Like Corey, different type of dope. Like R&B level. Like I can't even compare him to nobody, man. Like that's what I'm saying. Like when you can't compare somebody to somebody, man, that's like they own hard. Like they hard over there. Like Corey hard though. Like for real. Like, but yeah, like upcoming projects, really, man. Yeah, I'm here to promote, man. I'm up here to talk about everything else, man. You know, shout out to all my people though. But yeah, you know, I got the mixtape coming. Sharonton Baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mimicking nobody. I don't think I'm trying to, because, you know, 38 Baby, all that stuff like that. People always think you're trying to mimic. Like, nah, like Sharonton is really, like, we a community. Like, and nobody ever made it from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can say that. Like, nobody never made it to where I'm on my way to. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to not incorporate my city with what I'm doing. I mean, I'm a ref for Baldwin and Franklin and everything else in Louisiana too. You know what I'm saying? But right now it's Sharonton time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's time for me to put my hood, because all that pain and stuff that made me and turned me into what I am now, all that happened to Sharonton. You know what I'm saying? Right there. In that little way. All them people they buried them at that same church of Sharonton. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the people I love, they're in that same hood of Sharonton. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing this right here for Sharonton, because that's what made me.
And that's why it's Sharonton Baby.
That's why it's Sharonton Baby. You know what I'm saying? That's why.
Yes, sir. So Sharonton Baby coming at you soon.
Yeah.
Y'all, thank you for another episode of The Boneyard. We out of here. It was a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
My brother. Sean Carter. Peace out, everyone.